There's a concept in personal injury law known as loss of consortium. It gives a legal remedy to the spouse of someone who's been seriously injured by a third party. Loss of consortium recognizes that accidents sometimes affect not only direct victims, but also their loved ones, and it's meant to compensate those loved ones for the loss of the companionship, love, and services of the injured spouse. Loss of consortium started way back when women were basically considered the property of their husbands. Just like a husband could sue the person who injured his best mule, he could also sue the person who injured his wife. In a somewhat more pleasant analogy, as one court put it, the action was similar to that of a master for enticement of his servant. But times change. Eventually, women got the legal right to be treated as separate entities, not simply pieces of property. And even though husbands maintained their rights to sue for the loss of companionship of wives, wives also got the right to sue for loss of consortium of their husbands. Now, spouses of both genders may sue for loss of consortium, loss of companionship, when the other spouse is injured due to the defendant's actions. Note that I've used those words carefully, husband and wife and spouse. That's because in a majority of states, and Illinois is more expansive but fact-specific, so anyone interested should contact their local attorney, the action is limited to husbands and wives and spouses, not children, not anybody else, even a very close relative or friend. But times change. I add the word spouse to include same-sex couples. Those who marry in Massachusetts or California, or who join in a civil union in states that recognize that proceeding, are recognized as a couple under the law, and either person in the union can receive loss of consortium damages if an accident injures his or her spouse. But not if that person is simply a significant other, no matter how long they've been together, not even in a state as accepting of same-sex relationships as Massachusetts. That became obvious just last month when Massachusetts' highest court decided a case involving a same-sex married couple. Trouble was that they weren't married at the time of the injury to one of the women. Sure, they'd been dating monogamously for 12 years before the injury, had gone through a private ceremony with exchange of rings, and even adopted a child together. They'd been married as soon as it became legal in Massachusetts, and said that they would have been married at the time of the injury if only the law had allowed it. Chief Justice Margaret Marshall, who just 5 years earlier had written the court opinion authorizing same-sex couples to marry, expressed sympathy for their predicament, but she also emphasized the need for a bright line between civil marriage and other forms of relationships. The law would stick with the traditional rule limiting loss of consortium claims to marriage. When it comes to injured loved ones, it seems, even Massachusetts is a traditionalist. The times today, they remain the same. I'm Amy Guida.